Parshas Mishpatim. The first pasuk, V'yela HaMishpatim HaShetosim Lefneim. And these are the judgments that you should put before them. The Rashi starts off that Komokum Shenema Eila Poisel Es HaRishonim. If the Torah would have just said the word Eila HaMishpatim, it means something new, nothing to do with what was said before. But now that it says V'yela with the Vav, is Moisef HaRishonim. It adds on to what we learned before. What does it mean to teach us? Maho Rishonim Misinai, just like before, the Aseret HaDibros was said by HaSinai, Afelu Misinai. These Mishpatim, the Halachas here, were also said by HaSinai. And then Rashi goes on, Lo Menistmecho Pashas Dinim LePashas Mizbeach. Right before, at the end of Yisroi, it spoke about the Mizbeach. So what does it say now, the Pasha of Mishpatim? So Loim Loch to teach us, She'tosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. That the Sanhedrin HaGadolah should be right near the base of Migdash. There was a special Lishcha where the Sanhedrin Gedolah was. And the Sfas Emes asks, like Lachuris Pshita, for sure, these Mishpatim, these laws were given by HaSinai. Mikol Torah Kula is Nichlat in the Aseret HaDibros. So why would I think that these laws were not said by HaSinai? And he goes to explain that we would have thought maybe the Halochas Bein Odom Lamokim, the mitzvahs we have to do to Hashem, that was said by HaSinai. But the mitzvahs ben odom lechaveroi, how we have to act between one another, not to steal, to be nice to one another, not to harm one another, dinyan mazikim, not to be a mazik, when you lend money, when you borrow money, how you have to pay back, these laws maybe were made up between the tzaddikim themselves, maybe it wasn't from HaSinai. That's Kumashmula know that even the mitzvahs Bein Odom Lachaveroi was also said by Sinai. And like this, it's also good, the second Rashi, that why is this Parsha near the Parsha before the Mizbeach, to teach us that the Sanhedrin should be near the Beis Hamikdash. To teach us the same thing, even the laws that are Bein Odom Lachaveroi, the judgments are not things that we make up, but they come from the Beis Hamikdash, means the Makom Hashchina, they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Kol HaTorah Kula, all the Mishpatim, come from Hashem. And then it's good, the next Rashi that says, Asher Tosom Lefneihem, that Rashi brings that HaKadosh Baruch, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Loi Sal Adadcha, Loi Mer Eshne, Lehem HaPerek V'Alocha, Beis HaGim HaPomim. A person should not say, I learned something two or three times, that I should know it well, but I won't work real hard to understand the reasoning behind it. Therefore, the pasuk says, that means that you have to work hard to understand the tamim of the Torah. In other words, don't just think that these mishpatim, these laws, benotam lechaveroi, is stam svaras, stam things we made up, that we could understand it after one or two times. But no, even the way we have to act, benotam lechaveroi, is also halachas from Moshe, mi Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have to work very hard to understand it. And that's why the next Rashi says, lufneyem, in front of them, what does it mean? V'lo lufnei goyim. That means we're not allowed to go to a goyisha court. Even if we know they have the same judgment as the Jews, still we can't go to their court. So Rashi brings down, first of all, we'll be Mechal Es Hashem, you'll be Mechal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'meyak Hashem Avodah Zarah, and you're also praising their Avodah Zarah. But the Pshat also is like this, that even though it may look as if the judgments are the same, but still, since our judgments are not things we made up, but they are judgments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, therefore we have to go to use what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and not to go and use what the Avodah Zarah, what the Goyim are giving us. By this we'll be Mechal Hashem, and we'll be Miyakim, we're making the Goyim, the Avodah Zarah, we are praising them. And the Ramban explains over here that the last one of the Aseret HaDibros was Loisach Moed. You're not allowed to want what belongs to your friend. If your friend had a nice house, you're not supposed to want it. You're not supposed to want his wife. So in other words, now the Torah is coming to explain what belongs to you, what belongs to your friend. Like, you have to know the halachas of Chesh and Mishpat to know exactly what you're allowed to have and what you're not allowed to have. So he learns these mishpotim now is coming to explain the last one of the Aseret HaDibros, what's the pshat from Leisachmoid, what you can have and what you cannot have. Now the Mashkiach, Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal, he explains Rashi that says that these mishpotim were said by Har Sinai and were, yes, like before, what was the Chiddush pshita, it's part of Torah. So he explains the Chiddush like this, that our laws are different than the laws the Goyim make up. The government, when they make up a law, it's upon the time, what is necessary now, what's good for us now. When it's no good, they change it. The laws they make up. However, by the Torah, it's not that way. A Jewish law is not the pshat, that's what's good for us now. That's the way we think we understand it. A Jewish law is, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. And not only that, but like the Zohar says, the famous Zohar, that Histako B'Yeraiso Bor Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the blueprints of this world, was the Torah. The Torah came first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and from the Torah he went to create the world. Like he gives a moshul, we know there's a mitzvah kibud avim. There's a mitzvah to respect your parents. Now the way you understand it, Poshut, is that since we have parents, therefore there's a mitzvah to go and respect them. But he says the opposite. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created a person without parents. The same way he created other Marishan without parents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created us. But why did Hashem make it that we have to have parents? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah. And in the Torah there's a mitzvah kibud av aim. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this world to be made in a way that we could be mekayim the Torah. Therefore he made us have parents, and that's the way we are born. The same way the Zohar says that a person has ramach evorim, a person has 248 different limbs in the body, that's keneged ramach mitzvah saseh, and a person has shesa gidim, 365 veins, keneged shesa mitzvah lo saseh. There is a dogma that the person is made from the Torah. So the pshat is the mishpatei Hashem, the laws of Hashem, that's kayim. That's here, the world is made up in order that we should be able to do the mishpatim. Therefore, these mishpatim is not something that we make up, but these are things here before the world was created. These are mishpatim of the Torah. That's why Rashi says it twice here, that it's first of all said in Har Sinai, and secondly to know that the Dayan always has to know he has to be in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, to realize the judgment he's saying is not what he thinks should be done, but is only saying over what the Shechina, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be done. Pasuk Beis, Ki Sikne Eved Ivri, if you buy a Jewish slave, Sheishonim Yavoid Uvashviyas Yetzei Lachov Shechinam. For 6 years he should work, and the seventh year he goes out free. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai explains, like, why does the Torah start off the first mishpat with the halachas of an eved ivri? So he says, because in this parasha of a Jewish slave, there's an inyan of zeichel yitzias mitzrayim and zeichel amasa brachos. And we know in the first one of the Aseret HaDibros it says, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi beis avodim, that we were beis avodim, we were slaves there. So when we talk about now an eved ivri, we remember the inyan that we were once slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really the pasuk says in Vayikra, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim avodahein, asher hotzeisi yosim eretz Mitzrayim, that we are considered like avodim and eved to Hashem. So this pasuk reminds us what we really are. Secondly, the inyan of Shabbos is that 6 days we work, and the seventh day we rest, to remember the Maisa Bereishis, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he says here also, by an eved ivri, for 6 years he works, and the seventh year he goes out free, to remind us the inyan of the seventh year is a Yom of Menucha, the way the Brias Olam was. So what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying is really the way Rashi says later, that when an eved wants to stay an eved, so the mitzvah is Ve'gisho Yadoyna Ve'elu Halohim, the Eved Ivri wants to stay. He doesn't want to go out free after 6 years. He has a right to stay and work until Yovel, but they have to take his ears and pierce it through by the doorpost. And Rashi brings down, why do we pierce through his ear? So Rashi says, because Oizin, She Shomas Al Har Sinai, Loitignoi, Polach, Vagonov, Tertzayu. the ears that heard not to steal, and you went and stole, and that's why you sold yourself for an evet ivri to have the money to pay back, so remember you did something wrong. Secondly, Rashi says, if he was mecher atzma, if he sold himself, stam he wanted more money, is the same thing, oizin sheshom al hasinai, kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klai Yisrael is now a slave to me. And he went and accepted upon himself another master, his terotza, his ear should be passed through. In other words, really an evet ivri is doing something wrong by becoming an evet ivri, because the klal is, we are supposed to be avodim to Hashem. We are a slave to Hashem, and not supposed to be a slave to anybody else. So that's also what the Bein HaBechayim means. It starts off with this pasuk of avdus, to remind us of the first one of the Aseres HaDibros, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, that we were slaves by Paroi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and now we are supposed to be an Eved to Hashem, and not accept upon ourselves Avdus to somebody else. And like we said before, the Ramban explains that this Pasha of Mishpotim is going back to explain the last of the Aseres HaDibros of Leisachmoit, that you should not have a desire to take away something that belongs to your friend. So the pshat is, if a person realizes that he is supposed to be an eved to Hashem, like he's machni, he humbles himself to Hashem, he is only a slave, he's under Hashem's control, so that takes away the lois achmoit. You're not going to come to desire what your friend has if you realize you're only an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through this parsha of Eved Ivri, we realize what the Inyan, what we really are supposed to be, and therefore that helps us to understand this last Aseres, the last one of Leisachmoit. And the Be'er Moshe explains, like how come the Torah calls him an Eved Ivri? An Ivri is the Lashon that Klal Yisrael was called before Har Sinai, before they became a Klal Yisrael. But afterwards they call Yisrael. So how come this Eved is called an Eved Ivri? And he explains that because an Eved Ivri loses his Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have the total Kedusha like a regular Yisrael. He went down a Madrega. That's why the Halacha is, he's allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. A regular Yisrael is also to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. But if you accepted upon yourself another master, you lost some of your Kedusha, and now you're mutter to a Shivcha Kenanis. Hu Adin, the Yerushalmi in Brochus explains, like what's the reason, why does the Mishnah say that an Eved Ivri is potter from Kriyat Shema? And the Yerushalmi says, because the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means, Mi Shein Le'odin Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzo Eved Sheyesh Le'odin Acher. An Eved that has another master, he doesn't have this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is only to a regular Jew that only has Hashem Echad, only one Hashem. But an Eved Ivri that accepted upon himself another Rodon, he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore of Kriyat Shema. So we see from here that what is a real Jew? What is a real Jew that has Kedushas Yisrael? What is he? He is supposed to be somebody that could say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakeinu Hashem Echad, means that we only have one master. We're only an Eved, we're only a slave to one person, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to nobody else. And this BMS is a tremendous shvach, a tremendous praise to a person if he could be called an Eved Lashem. That really we know when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, when the Pasuk wants to say like a hesped upon Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't say anything too much, but the Pasuk only said two words. The Pasuk says, Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. That was the hesped. Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Eved Lashem. That's the biggest praise you could give somebody. So again, this is the pshat, this is the hakadoma, the introductory to this parsha of Mishpatim, how we have to act to one another to realize, like we also are considered avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with an effort to Hashem, it's very easy to accept the Mishpatim, to realize the last one of the Aseres HaDibros of Leisachmoid, not to have a desire for anything else, but to realize all the kinyonai, all the belongings of this world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He gives us, and what He gives us we have, and what He doesn't give us we don't have. And we should not have leisachmoid, we should not desire what belongs to somebody else and what's not ours. Now the Chinuch says a little bit different. He explains like, what's the Mishorshe Mitzvah Zois? What's the inyan of this mitzvah of an Eved Ivri? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to have good midos, to have midos toivos. Therefore, the inyan of an Eved Ivri, that is an inyan, you have to do chesed with him, you have to be kind to him, even though he's your slave. Still, you're not allowed to work, make him work too hard. You have to give him teat, you have to give him a pillow, you have to be nice to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us how to have midos toivos. That's why this first mitzvah starts off with an Eved Ivri, as if to teach Klal Yisrael the Inyan to have midos toivos, to do chesed to one another. Even if it means to do a chesed to your own slave, that shows really what a real Baal Chesed is. Then Pasuk Yud Beis, Ma Ke'ish V'meis Mois Yumas. If you hit a person and he dies, you also are put to death. And Rabbeinu Bechai explains, like after we finished the Parsha of Avdus, which really was connected the first one of the Aseres HaDibrois, now we go to explain the sixth Dibur, the first one of the second saga of the Luvach, which is Letirtzach, and he explains in the Aseres HaDibrois, the Torah just says the Azorah, you're not allowed to kill, but it doesn't say the punishment. Now the Torah comes to explain what the punishment is. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins that kol misa hamura b'teres tam ein evel chenik. The way Bezdin kills you is chenik, they like choke you. And the chinuch explains that even though chenik is the easiest of the four misas, like it's much easier than the misa of sreifa, the misa of skila. So how come over here if you kill somebody, the Torah gives you the easiest misa? So he explains like this, because when you go to kill somebody, like you're afraid about it, so you try and kill him as soon as possible, like you try and kill him very fast. So therefore, the Torah Mida Keneged Mida gives you back the Misa, also a fast Misa, and not a Sreif or not a Skila, not to burn you or not to stone you, that takes longer. So it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives even the Chayta that goes to kill somebody, the punishment he gets back is also with the Inyan of Mida Keneged Mida. Now the Pasuk says, Ma ki'ish, if you hit a person, v'meis, and he died later. The Pasuk doesn't say, Horegish, if you kill the person. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is medayik. The halacha is, let's say you hit somebody, and he doesn't die until another day or two. But if he dies eventually because of your makir, the halacha is yechayiv misa. Even though, b'shegeg, if you kill somebody, not willingly, the halacha is yavachiv golos. Their Tosa says the loch is only if he dies right away. But if he dies a day later, we say maybe the wind came in and that caused him to die faster, that helped him to die, therefore you potter from Golas. So he says that's the pshat from this posik. The posik doesn't say hurigish, which would be mashmi, you have to kill him right away, but rather makish, as long as you hit the person. And because of this hit, his vomes, he's going to die even later, still there's a chi of misa. Ma'ashenken by Shegi, the Pasuk says, by Yipol Olov, Vayomus, that you fell on him and he died right away. Mashma for the Inyan of Shegi, that you have Chiv Golis, that's only if he dies right away from your hit right away. In Pasuk Yudalid, Vichyozid Ish, Ariyayu Lahorgo Biyomo, the person goes willingly to kill his friend, is Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lomus, that even if he's a Kayin, and he's the only Kohen in the world now that could do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, still we have to stop him from doing the Avodah, from bringing the Karbonos, and Beis Din goes to kill him. From here we see that the Inyan, to do Mishpah to Rishoyim, somebody that did an Avera, that deserves to have Misa, we're not supposed to have Rachmonos on him, but the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes this Inyan, that we give Din, we give Mishpah to Rishoyim, more than the Inyan of bringing Karbonos. Here it's kedai that the korban should not be brought as long as the kohen that did the avera gets his punishment back. Now the Chassam Sofer brings down the pshat on this pasuk b'shem the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that what's the pshat of chiyozid ishareil lahorga biyorma? What does it mean, like with trickery? You want to go and kill your friend? In other words, really the Gemara in Chulin says whenever you kill somebody, really you should be potter from misa, because we don't know, maybe the person is a treifa. And the locher is, if you kill a treifa, you're potter from misa. So every time you kill somebody, we always have to be afraid, maybe that person is a treifa. He's not well. He has one of the yudches simoni treifas. And if you kill him, you're potter. So that's called, if you kill Ba'orma, you want to free yourself with trickery. She says, the Pasuk says, Me'yim mizbechi tikochenu lomus. Tikochenu is a lashon of you learn out from. Kilekach toiv nosat lechem terosi. That we learn out. In other words, the Gemara says, how do we know you kill somebody? Because we go basa roiv. And roiv people are not shreifus. That's why we kill you if you kill somebody. How do we know the lach of roiv? We learn it out from the parsha of Kabonis, that you don't have to be afraid the korban is a treifa, you're allowed to bring the korban. So that's Pshanis Pasuk. Meyim mizbechi, from the parsha of the mizbech of the korbanos, tikochenu, we learn out, lomos, that you have to be killed. That since there's a lach of we go basa roiv, so therefore we're not afraid the person you killed is a treifa, therefore we'll kill you. In Pasuk Tezvov, umake ove vi'imoy mois yumos. The chiddush that if you hit your mother or your father, you chayiv misa. Even though usually if you hit somebody, it's only a chayiv ilavin, and you have to pay money, you don't even get malchus. Here there's a chiddush though, if you hit your parents, and Rashi says, the Gemara says, it means you make a chabura, that means that blood comes out, you chayiv misa for it. Now, midiraisa, it has to be derech hakor that you went to hit your parents. Let's say you're a doctor and you want to heal your father. So midiraisa, it's mutter. However, midirabonon, you're not allowed to cause any blood to come out of your parents, even if you're doing it l'tzad ha-toyv, even if you're a doctor. Your father has a splinter, you want to take it out. If it will cause blood to come out, midirabonon, you're not allowed to do it. This is providing there's somebody else to do it. If there's nobody else to do it, and it's a sakona, then you're allowed to do it. But kol zaman, there's somebody else to do it, even if you're a doctor, you're not supposed to do something to make blood come out of your parents. Then Pesach Tezayin, it says, V'goy nevish u'mechoroi v'nimtza v'yodoy mais yumas. If you steal a person and you sell him, you're chayiv misa. Then the Pesach Yudzayin says, U'mekala lov v'yimoy mais yumas. If you curse your parents, you're also chayiv misa. So the question is, why does the Pesach put this inyan of V'goy nevish u'mechoroi, if you steal somebody, in between these two psukim of hitting your parents, that you chayiv misa, and then if you curse your parents, you chayiv misa. Why in between these two psukim is this inyan of selling, if you steal somebody and sell him, that you're also chayiv misa? And the Ramban wants to say, because the misa if you hit your parents, or the misa if you steal somebody, is both bechenik. Mashenken, if you curse your parents, then the chayiv misa is skila. Therefore, it puts the first two together, because they both have a chayiv chenik, and then it says, umak ove v'imoy, that's there, there's a chiyuv skila. And skila, we know, is a more stricter, harder misa than chenek. Chenek, we say, is just like choking the person. Whereas skila, we stone him, the misa takes longer. So Ramban explains, the churut should be the opposite way. Hitting your parents, you did a misa, there should be a stricter punishment. Whereas just cursing your parents, you didn't do an action, you just spoke to them bad, there it shouldn't be such a bad punishment. So Ramban says, the Yisoid, that it's more easy, people curse their parents more than they go to hit them. So an Avera that's done more b'motzoi, done frequently, there has to be a bigger onish, a bigger punishment to stop it from being done. Therefore, the Inyan of Mekalal is easier for a person to do, so Hashem gives a bigger punishment back to stop it. Then he says the Ramban, because when you curse your parents, you say Hashem's name, so by using Hashem's name, that's worse. Then interesting, he brings down from Rav Sadia Gaon that the reason why the Pasuk puts in between cursing and hitting your parents, the sin if you steal somebody, because he says usually when you steal somebody, you kidnap a child. When you kidnap a child, you take him away from his parents, and you sell him to somebody else. Poshid, you sell him for an Eved Kenani, you sell him to somebody else. And he's brought up with a bad chinuch, and that's why when he becomes older, he doesn't realize who his parents are, and he'll go to do these averas of either hitting his parents or else cursing his parents. So it's because you kidnapped somebody that you caused it, that this child later on will do such bad things. And that's Bechlal, that's the reason why the Torah was so makbid upon kidnapping a child, is because by you kidnapping him, you put him on the wrong way, you take him away from the right chinuch, and from that all mini ra could come out, he could end up to do terrible things, and you're the cause of it, so that's why right now you get misa. And the Rosh also says like this, So we see from here, even though the actual maisa that you're doing maybe is not so bad, but from this action of kidnapping a child, you ruin the kid, and terrible things will come out later from it, it's on your cause, and for that you get a punishment. So sometimes even small actions that we do, if terrible things comes out from it, other people learn bad from it, bad things come out of it, we also are responsible for that. In Pasuk Chavov it says, V'chiya ki'ish yesein avdoi, o yesein amosoi v'shichaso l'achov shi'ishachenu tachasenoi. If a person hits the eye of his eved, an eved kenani, and he knocks it out, so he goes out free. V'yim shein avdoi yesein amosoi yapil, if the master hits a tooth of his eved or of his or the maid, is l'achov shi'ishachenu tachasenoi. They go out free because you took out their tooth or because you took out their eye. Now this is a special halacha by an eved kenani, only if he was a goy and not by an eved ivri. By a Jewish slave, if the master hits him and knocks out his eye and knocks out his tooth, he does not go out free. And the Vilna Gaon explains like this, that the reason why an eved kenani, why are they an eved? Because really that's the klola that Noach gave Bnei Chum, that he said, Eved avodim yil yochiv. Now what was the avera? What did Chum do? Chum did two averas. First of all, it says Vayar Chum Avi Kenan, that Chum saw his father, and that was an avera. He looked at his father Noach when he was like undressed. And the second avera it says is that Vayagid Lishnei Echov, that Chum himself just told over to his other two brothers the way his father was. Now by talking, you have to use your teeth like to talk with. That's what's gurim, that speech is your teeth. Therefore, these two things, his eyes and his tooth, is what caused him that he should become an eved. So now, when the master knocks out an eved kenani's tooth, or an eved kenani's eye, because that he goes out free, that's the pshat, that's called the kapora. He has a kapora for the avera that he did with his eye or with his tooth. And the Chassam Sofer brings down the suffix from the Rivosh, that the Rivosh has a suffix. What's going to be if the Eved himself starts off with his master? Like he starts the fight. And because of that, the master like has to hit him back. And when the master hits him back, he knocks out his tooth and knocks out his eye. Would the Eved still go out free or not? Maybe only if the master starts off with the Eved. But if the Eved causes the master to hit him back, maybe then he would not go out free. And he wants to answer this to Chassam Sofer with the Gemara in Brochus on that faith that says, Yisurim is mamarkin avonoisav shalodim. If a person has pain, the yisurim we have, that's a forgiveness for the averus that we have. And the Gemara says it's a kal v'choyma mishen v'ayin, a kal v'choyma from this posik. Uma shen v'ayin, she echod me'avor v'shalodom, just like your eye or your tooth, it's only one of the limbs of your body, yoytze behem l'cheris, if the master hits his eved kenani, the eved kenani has a kapora, and he goes out free, is yisurin. When a person has pain, when a person is sick, that his whole body feels sick, is lekol shechein, that for sure the yisurim we have will be a forgiveness, will be a kapara for us. Now, first of all, the Gemara itself is really a question. Like, what's the raya? Shein v'yevet, the evet goes out free. It's called the kapara, it's for forgiveness. Maybe that's a knas, that if the odin hits his evet, maybe it's a knas that he goes out free. But where do we see here? It's a forgiveness for the Yevit. But where we just said over from the Vilna Gaon, from the Gro, it's very good. That the reason why a Eved Kenani goes out free is because his Avera was that Chum did an Avera with his eye and with his tooth. Now when he has Yisurim, when he had his tooth knocked out or an eye knocked out, he has Yisurim, that's a forgiveness for the Avera he did with his eye or that he did with his tooth, with his power of speech. That's why they go out free. So you see here the Yisurim that this Eved gets, that's mechaper, that forgives him for his avera, the seba that made him become an eved, therefore he goes out free. So from here we learn out, any yisurim, any pain a person has, any sickness you have, also it's called the kapara. So the Chassam Sofer wants to answer the Rivosh Sofik and says that we know, like, why does Hashem give us yisurim? Why do we have to have pain? It's because we caused it. A Jew that does avera, when we do something wrong, that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us back yisurim. So we see, even if we caused that the Yisurim should come upon us, still the Gemara says it's called the Kapara, we have forgiveness from it. So the same thing with Shein Vayin. If the Eved caused that his master should hit him back and knock out his tooth, still Lemaise's tooth was taken out, or his eye was taken out, and for sure he would still have his kapara, he would still go out free. Now this again is a general limud that of course we're not supposed to hope and want to have Yisurim, but if anybody does have Yisurim, you have to take it and realize that this is a kapara for us. We're getting our forgiveness for the fact that we have Yisurim. And Yisurim itself, pain we have, is not only pain that really comes in Hashemayim, but any time anybody hits one another, even if your friend hits you, it's also called pains Yisurim in Hashemayim. Like really the Chofetz Chaim says in the Pasuk before, or right before Sheni, the Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes talks about, if there's a fight between two people and they hit one another, the Pasuk at the end says, Rak Shifta Yitain Verapo Yirapa. You have to pay the doctor bills. And from this is the famous Gemara in Bava Kamma that darshens and says, Mikan Shenitnu Rishus L'Reifel Rappos. There's a chiddush here that a doctor has permission to heal somebody.
All right, turn over.